Good morning and welcome to a Monday. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. This is The Conversation. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
You would be Chris Vanderkirk.
I would be, indeed. Looking at an effort to combat homelessness on Maui.
And the ongoing controversy surrounding it. So we're going to pick up that conversation this morning. Now, how to help homeless people enter the conduit to permanent housing often starts with a shelter. On Maui, the Ho'o Moana Foundation thinks that temporary shelter could be a campsite on a plot of private land near the entrance to Lahaina. Homeowners in the area don't like the idea and fought the proposal. Last month, the Maui Planning Commission gave the foundation 60 days to engage the community and try to work it out, though many of the homeowners, including the one we talked with on this program, would just like the proposal to move elsewhere. We thought we'd check in with the Ho'o Moana Foundation to get an update on its progress. Lisa Darcy is its executive director. She joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning.
As you've been watching this play out in a lot of conversation, a lot of letters to the editor over the last week or so, has there really been any dialogue beyond that with homeowners who find the proposal objectionable?
This has become a very large topic and not a specific topic. We are looking to engage based upon the Planning Commission's and the Planning Department's recommendation to have many more conversations with the residents within that community. So we will be having informational meetings definitely in the next couple of weeks. Yeah, and we've already begun to contact them.
The homeowner that we talked to, Bill Johnson, was of the opinion that there really isn't going to be anything that the foundation can do to be able to mitigate their concerns. How would you answer him?
Yeah, well, that gentleman and I have had an enormous amount of dialogue, and what we're trying to do with Ho'o Moana is really actually pretty simple, and it's educate the community. We're choosing to do this through the proposal of the campground. There is an enormous amount of misinformation that is circulating about individuals who are unsheltered, but also within this project. So I believe that once Mr. Johnson has seen the actual proposal, it has been sent to him, it really should answer many of his concerns.
Well, let's talk about some of those concerns. He says, for example, that having this at the entrance to Lahaina sets a bad tone for people who would be coming in to visit and that it's going to affect tourism.
Well, this project will actually not be visible from the highway, and we have put that forth with the pictures and the planning. There'll be burns. It's going to be away from the highway, so I'm unclear as to how he visualizes this as being, you know, like a welcome sign to Lahaina, because it actually will not be visible.
He said that they are also concerned about the issues of safety and security, and although that the plan calls for a resident manager to be there 24/7, that they still feel that somehow that's going to cause a bit of risk.
Yeah, and Mr. Johnson is actually our best supporter. If you really look at the most extreme examples of what people believe this community looks like, and he really is giving us a fantastic opportunity to demonstrate that the individuals that he is discussing are really a very, very small part of the entire unsheltered community, and statistically, they are people that will not be near where there are a lot of people or where there will be an organized facility. This is not a facility. It'll be an organized campground. But those individuals will not be interested in being near anything like this. So what I hope to bring out is the information that we are going to be working with individuals who are clearly, for one reason or another, in a situation where they might need just a little extra help or a little boost to get out of the cycle, or maybe they're not even in a cycle. They're really probably going to be situational or transitional versus episodic or chronic. He's really speaking about individuals that are chronic, and we recognize that with one on-site manager or two or whoever, we're not going to be able to work with that group of people. We've made that very clear, and I want to make sure that he and anybody else in the community understands that that's not the target group that we're going to be able to assist, and we recognize this.
You're looking for the people who may be down on their luck, who need a little bit of assistance, but who are clearly being streamed back into permanent housing. This also seems to make the point that there is too much of an umbrella that is over the idea of homeless people and not looking at specific populations. How do you combat that when we've been talking about this issue for such a long time and that there are so many different types of homeless people and families within the term the homeless?
So, you know, this is the core question, I think, that the foundation has sought to address. And certainly on Maui, there hasn't been a lot of proactive education regarding this community. And the term homelessness has been applied to everyone. But the vision of it is only this very chronic and really needy individual. But what we've been trying to do over the years, and I think we have done it because we are to the point where we're at the table talking with people, is we're here to identify that they're situational and transitional. And you don't really even see that group of people. They know how to kind of hide in the shadows, hang out at a coffee place. They might live in their car. They might be people who, lost their job and really don't have a place to go and are not comfortable necessarily even going to a shelter. They might couch surf. There's the episodic and the cyclical. That could be even, people who work in seasonal employment. So they might experience some type of houselessness for a short period of time, and then they're back to work. And then there's, chronic individuals, and those are, the ones that, of course, are most visible and have the highest degree of need and generally don't get any of their needs met. So what we've been trying to do for the last 6 years is really bring this education out from within just our little group that works together at the Maui Homeless Alliance, but really bring it to the community, the broader community, to help them understand that this is a very diverse group of people with a very diverse skill set, very diverse abilities that are actually could be even working in the community next to you, side by side, and they might be living in their car, and they're not going to talk about it because of the stigma that's associated, because there's such a stigma associated with mm-hmm. being the term homeless versus houseless. So we haven't had a lot of promotion of education.
Okay, Lisa, can I ask you a quick question? Because I know we're going to have to go in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
With everything that you've said and the fact that there still seems to be this great fear surrounding that word homelessness and homeless people being glommed in together to one big group, how do you expect to be able to diffuse some of that fear enough to be able to see a project like this through?
Well, it is a big task, no doubt. And what we are trying to do is first of all, I recognize that even the smallest changes that Ho'omana has initiated, they take sometimes 2, 3, 4 times or, attempts at education and really demonstrating. I think the key is for this community to welcome individuals who have been unsheltered to get up and to be able to say, listen, this is what I've gone through. This is what I've experienced. I'm actually a great person. I think it's going to really take individuals to be brave and bold and courageous and to stand up and say, I've become successful and I had this glitch in my life.
Well, it's not an easy task,
but I'm up for it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We'll be checking back to see how things are going with you and with the community when you have your first meetings. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Lisa Darcy is on the State Board of the Hawaii Public Housing Authority and the Executive Director of the Ho'omoana Foundation. The private operating foundation assists individuals who are unsheltered to find safe housing and employment. Its proposal to create a campsite for the homeless in Lahaina is still being discussed with the community.